The sap also makes a kind of wine. Two crops a year are not uncommon. In terms of yield per acre, peach palms are typically much more productive than rice, beans, or maize. Trees begin producing fruit after 3 to 5 years and can continue for another 70 years. Like strawberries, peach palm throws out adventitious shoots. With a little care, these can be harvested for heart of palm. Very tasty heart of palm in my experience. Bactris gassipes, as scientists call it, has more than 200 common names. Pupuna, Kaipai, Tembe, Pejibai, Chontaduro, Pijuayo. To Clement, the proliferation of names suggests the plant was used for many purposes by many cultures. Unlike maize or manioc, peach palm can thrive with no human attention. Tragically, this quality has proven to be enormously useful. In the 17th and 18th centuries, many Amazonian Indians abandoned their farm villages, which had made them sitting ducks for European diseases and slave trading. They hid out in the forest, preserving their freedom by moving from place to place. In what Belay calls agricultural regression, these hunted peoples necessarily gave up farming and kept body and soul together by foraging. The Stone Age tribespeople in the Amazon wilderness that captured so many European imaginations were in large part a European creation and a historical novelty. They survived because the wilderness was largely composed of their ancestors' orchards. These old forests, called fallows, have traditionally been classified as high forest, pristine forest on well-drained ground, by Western researchers, Belay wrote in 2003. But they would not exist without human agricultural activities. Indeed, Amazonians typically do not make the distinction between cultivated and wild landscapes common in the West. Instead, they simply classify landscapes into scores of varieties depending on the types of species in each. The new picture suggests that for a long time, clever people who knew tricks that we have yet to learn used big chunks of Amazonia non-destructively. Rather than adapt to nature, they created it. They were in the midst of terraforming the Amazon when Columbus showed up and ruined everything.